Yeah, he's way.
Did you know I was going to be on the show tonight?
No, 15 minutes ago, he told me, I said, who's on today? And he goes, some guy that I read half his book.
If you need to, some guy, I know Tom Barry McKinley. I'll be honest with you. I woke up in a panic and went, oh my God, it's Todd Barry Day.
Yeah.
So I downloaded your book to Audible.
How do you think I felt?
So I downloaded your book to Audible, uh-huh. and I got right to it.
Oh, you listened? Oh, that's
I got right to
okay.
it.
Okay. I haven't. I'm afraid it.
I just finished the part where you were in Hawaii talking about your stand up in Hawaii.
Yeah. I don't know if that was the best chapter.
What would be your favorite chapter?
Yeah.
South Bend, Indiana is a killer chapter.
That was a good chapter. Ooh. That's earlier in the book.
Funny
that's...
bone?
No, I talk about the Funny Bone because I play like a little 100-seat place because I've been trying to avoid places like the Funny Bone.
Well, but it's because closed, went out of business, hopefully, if it didn't.
But
it should.
When I went to the
it's
Funny Bone, there was that woman who ran, I forgot her name, Janet, was it? I don't know. But she, when I was in the car driving to the Funny Bone, she's like, I gotta say, the only thing I'm worried about is that you're gonna be too smart for my crowds. I was like, okay, well, not that smart, but she was right.
She was totally right.
Well, the book just came out.
Yeah.
It's called Thank You for Coming to
Hattiesburg.
I think Thank
that's
you.
What you're saying.
And you saved me because I might have butchered that word. No. Todd Barry.
Brett Favre, University of Southern Mississippi.
Yeah. And it's basically a travelogue. It's basically you talking about going to secondary markets out there in America.
Yeah, tearing it up.
And what I like about tearing up.
Tearing it up in Terre Haute.
That would have been a good time.
Well, book,
you definitely get a feel for what you guys go through. Being a touring stand-up comic, because it's not as glorious as people think it is.
Right.
You find your own fun. Mr. Barry finds his own fun, but a lot of the guys we know from this radio show, they like to just get to town, stay in their hotel, and that is it.
I don't like. I want to see something.
Right.
I don't need to be. I get a little stir crazy, so I don't necessarily have to go to like 15 museums, but I.
Right.
I don't want to sit in a, Hampton Inn for 12 hours.
But you're there and you find
solid hotel though.
You want to? No, I guess
it wasn't trash in a Hampton Inn.
No, this duvet was laundered today.
But you like going to the coffee shops.
Yeah.
You like to. What else do you like to?
That's
do?
Pretty much.
That's pretty much it.
It's a lot of coffee shops in the book. There's a lot of complaining about hotel rooms and switching.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's a great, great read. Oh, wow. Someone reviewed it. The first review was up. Oh, my God. It's 5 stars. So that's.
There you go.
There you go.
That's
one
all
customer
you need.
Review.
Stop now. Stop now.
Oh, here you go. You want me to read the review?
Yeah, it's 5 stars, right?
You got to go.
All right. Let's go with this. It's hard to place exactly what I enjoy about this book so much.
That's a little backhanded.
It's about the wonderful comedian Todd Barry just kind of wandering from place to place and the interesting little details of what it's like to be a comedian on the road. That's what I just said, Barry.
Yeah.
It's a little neurotic, a little repetitive, but strangely wonderful. I would agree with that. You settle in and it's, I can't put this book down because I'm listening to it, but you know what I mean. Todd is my favorite comedian and he does an excellent job of keeping you entertained. This book made me laugh and smile. There's something charming about reading about someone whose favorite activity is to find a local coffee shop. I said that, Todd Barry, to sit and relax in. Pick this book up if you're a fan of stand-up comedy at all. Comedian memoirs are always the best reads, and Todd's book is no exception. Did you write that?
No, I would have probably left out the insults in there.
I didn't even see one insult.
No, I mean,
really.
He said it was repetitive, but he's
like, okay, see, here you go.
They are
Baker.
Actually right, Daniel. Well, that's the way a comic thinks.
See, that's no,
I was going to say. I don't care about your 5 stars.
I'm with him.
That's
a
typical comic.
I'm doing the same thing. Right.
You can have 100 reviews that are great and one that's bad. You're going to focus on the bad one, right?
Sure. Yeah. Of course.
That's the way we are. It's human nature, hardwired.
Do you really like being out there on the road like this?
I do, and I do, and I don't. I don't. I've never been a guy who's like, 40 weeks a year.
Right.
But I do more than a lot of people do, but I like it, and I think it's just cool to go to a city and like, go to Birmingham.
Right.
And
as you gestured to me,
he pointed to the camera.
It is in the book. I didn't just make it up.
Yeah.
But, and just have even 100 people show up or 150 or a million people. But.
Yeah. Well, the last time I saw you, you were opening up for Louis C.K.
Oh, yeah.
MSG.
14,000.
And you crushed it.
Oh, thank you.
Really crushed
it. Todd Barry's the big cat of comedy.
And then, and then
I
it's funny
about that back in the old days.
Because it's mentioned in the book as well.